Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Monday afternoon here on Como News Radio. Tracy Ellis, Eric Hines at the editor's desk. I'm Brian Calvert. Joining me is Emmy and Webby award-winning director Jason Reed. You know him from Sonic Skate, the movie, but he's done so much more in the time since. Jason, thanks for joining us here on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
I had to call you after the news of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty exciting, well, it actually started for me last night. I was up most of the night fielding calls and texts and tweets and all that stuff. So
for people who aren't, and we like to keep everybody up on the same level here on the show, explain to us in a nutshell what Sonic Skate was, that big project you were involved in a few years back.
Yeah, after the team left, we put together a documentary called Sonic Skate about how the team was stolen. We released it for free online. It proceeded to go viral and spread all across the nation, letting people know what happened here and ultimately providing a place for Sonic fans to kind of come together around bringing a team back to Seattle.
So Sonic Skate went out and the cry went out. And you, I actually would think that projects like Sonic Skate is what kept the NBA on the radar here in Seattle. Do you agree? I mean, I think, you know, there's the Save Our Sonics group. There's all kinds of, but these voices kind of kept the fever alive.
Yeah, I mean, that was our whole point was, you know, I said it over and over again. We will not be silenced until the NBA comes back to Seattle, over and over again. That was our motivation all along. You know, we wanted to get the truth out there and expose what happened, but we also wanted to, you know, help do our part to show that Seattle is a basketball city and that we want the NBA product, that it was ripped out of our hands, you know, in a disgraceful fashion, and that we will be more than happy to support a team coming back. So that was kind of our motivation the whole time.
So I want to take you back 2 weeks when the rumors first started, you know, that first tweet came out, and then the reporter at Yahoo Sports jumped on. Did you guys have a good feeling then, or were you like, oh, we better not get our hopes high?
I'd kind of heard rumors from enough sources prior to even that first initial tweet that once that came across and once the kind of rumor train started, I kind of felt like, okay, well, this confirms a lot of what I've been hearing sort of behind the scenes. And so I think that, I don't know, they're giving Kevin Johnson their chance. They're giving, you know, the Sacramento, you know, fans one more chance to go talk to the BOG. We know how that goes, though. Once the transaction is completed, and this is a binding agreement, this pretty much kind of seals the nail in the coffin, unfortunately, for the Sacramento Kings fans.
I'm not sure Christopher Hansen and his group would cough up that non-refundable deposit to come the first of the month if they weren't sure that this was going to go down.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the NBA wants to get this black eye kind of off their face. David Stern and Clay Bennett, you know, with Clay Bennett being in charge of the NBA relocation committee, he can rubber stamp this thing, and David Stern can say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and move the team, and those guys will kind of, you know, not look as big of villains because they helped contribute to bringing the Sonics back.
So. If you're just joining us, Jason Reed, director of Sonics Gate, is my guest. Jason, we only have just a few seconds left, but I got to ask you, a lot of people are saying, look, it is important as quickly as possible for this ownership to bring, and these are the Sacramento Kings, but it's very important for them to rebrand them Sonics and go crazy rebranding them Seattle style. What would be your advice to this group coming in to appeal most to the Sonics fans who have been craving for a team to return to the area?
I mean, you know, these rumors that are circulating around about bringing in people of the caliber of Phil Jackson or Larry Bird, or I mean, these are the kind of moves. If they come in and they say, we're going to attract top-tier NBA talent, we're going to get the best coaches and the best management and the best marketing, all that stuff will become apparent. You know, getting the green and gold back out there, rolling out the old school logo, I think would be awesome. But that's ultimately Chris Hansen's call, and I totally trust what he's going to do with the team. He's shown nothing but making all the right decisions for the last year or 2 years or 3 years or however long this has been going. And I think he's going to make all the right decisions when it comes to basketball personnel, management, and just the overall look and feel of the team in the arena.
Yeah, you haven't stopped smiling since our interview began. You're pretty excited about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, it's been a long process since 2006 when the team sold from Howard Schultz to Clay Bennett. I mean, that was almost 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago. And you know, literally ever since then, a whole huge group of us Sonics fans have been kind of in battle. And the fact that this might be an opportunity for us to celebrate and, you know, like we had so much pain and suffering over the years, and this is a day where we can have a little bit of vindication here in Seattle, and we'll be over here at Key Arena in just November this year.
That's
watching basketball.
Going to be awesome. Jason Reed's my guest. If you haven't seen it, sonicskate.com, right?
You got it.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.